Be sure to write one.
You can download Chapter 1 for free by going to drkenner.com, and you can buy the book at amazon.com.
This is Dr. Ellen Kenner, clinical psychologist, taking your calls right now. Do you have a question on romance, work, parenting, leisure activities, any personal issue? Call me now, toll free, at 1-877-DR-KENNER. That's 1-877-DR-KENNER.
And I'm Dr. Ellen Kenner, and my show is The Rational Basis of Happiness. And it's an opportunity for you to figure out where your strengths are, what are you doing right in your life? Most people just focus on their problems. And also, where are those difficulties? And with the goal not to just simmer in your difficulties, not just to say, oh, well, that's the way life is. I guess I have a bad lot in life. But to figure out the beginning steps of how to turn that around for yourself so you can enjoy your life, so that you can see your own mind addressing problems that need tending to. And when you do that, guess what emotion you feel? You feel pride, as opposed to sweeping it under the rug and just saying, oh, well, it's just me. I can't change. What's the use? Why bother? Who cares? Or I can't have a relationship, or I can never get ahead in life. You know, my brother can, my friends can, but it's just me. I can't find a partner. You know the story. We all talk to ourselves that way at times, and we're not being our own best friend. And you do want to turn that around. So my number is, if you want to call me, toll free, 1-877-DR-KENNER. That's toll free, 1-877-DR-KENNER. Again, I'm a clinical psychologist. And you can also visit my website, drkenner.com, where I have books I recommend, and one that I've written with Dr. Ed Locke on romance that you can check out, and articles that I've written, and podcasts that you can listen to again. Again, that's drkenner.com. And here is an email I received from someone. You know, have you ever been married or know someone who's been married for a long time, and things have been pretty good, but that your eye wanders a little bit and you find someone who you think is amazing? What do you do in that situation? This is from Tony, and a male. Hi, Dr. Kenner. I have a lovely wife of over 22 years, and we've shared many adventures together. For example, 5 years of traveling around the States. Linda and I have great memories to relish. However, we're mismatched. She's not very intellectual, and I'm interested in discussing important ideas. 2 years ago, I met an amazing young lady half my age. Megan is highly educated and is very interested in discussing ideas. She's vivacious. She runs her own business, and she's also a dancer. She's attractive yet geeky. We became fast friends and have enjoyed being together quite a lot. I kind of think of her as my mistress without benefits. Given the value she represents and the values we share, I have developed quite a strong emotional attachment to Megan, even more so than to my wife Linda. At first, I thought I must do something to undermine how I feel about this young woman, but my current plan is to strive to re-energize my relationship with my wife under the assumption that I can continue to enjoy this very close friendship with Megan as long as I keep my wife on a higher plane. 2 months ago, I got my wife to join me in doing some daily exercises, and though it is a bit out of my own comfort zone, I'm trying to get her to join me in learning Argentine tango. Is this line of thought sensible? Anything else I can do to boost the passion for my wife beyond that of this young woman? Should I seek to undermine that passion for the young woman? If so, how? Tony, you want to have some empathy for yourself, because, you know, anyone in a marriage for 20 years can feel like things just become dull, dry, and boring. And my guess is, if I spoke to Linda, your wife, she might say, yeah, he's a good guy, but it doesn't have that fire, that charge when we initially met. And how to keep that fire alive, how to keep your marriage what they call revitalized, or keep that fire going, takes a lot of work, takes a lot of effort. And I'll tell you, most people don't don't do it. So the question is, when you meet someone outside of a marriage, which is normal, you meet somebody, maybe it's at work, maybe it's at a family gathering, you meet someone that catches your eyes and you just feel that chemistry, what do you do in that moment? Do you grow that relationship in a couple manner where you and the person get together and your partner also gets to know the person? Or do you grow it in a non-couple manner, unilaterally, you getting together with this sweet young thing, Megan? And if you do that, you run the risk of what's happening in your situation, not just friends. You get this strong emotional bond with that person, or as you put it, a mistress without benefits. So what are your options at this point? You're examining them, and your first line is to think of, can I bring back that fire to my relationship with my wife? So you're running on that experiment right now. That's what we call them in psychology. You're running an experiment to bring more passion into your marriage. I kind of doubt your motive, though, because it sounds like you never want to let go of Megan. And my guess is that's from what my own understanding and doing therapy for many years, that that's a very unstable situation. My guess is if Linda knew all of the facts, Linda, your wife, would not be happy with it. So here are some thoughts that have crossed my mind with your first experiment, which is working to rekindle, to wake up your marriage, to rekindle the fire in it. If Linda, your wife, is joining you in daily exercises willingly, if she's bringing back some life into the marriage herself, if she loves Argentine tango, that is great. However, if she feels pressured to have to go to the gym with you to try to fix the marriage and to try to hang on to the relationship by doing this cockamamie thing you've come up with, Argentine tango, if she feels like she has to do it just to keep you, that's not healthy. That's not working together. And I raised my eyebrow when I saw Argentine tango, because isn't Megan a dancer? Are you really learning this for your wife? The second point is, do you want to remain married? You want to be very honest with yourself. If you're ambivalent, please explore your ambivalence. You can even go to a therapist to do that. The third thing is, have you talked openly with your wife about the conflict? Does she know that for the past 2 years you have had an emotional affair with Megan, with this younger woman, half your age? And what is your wife's experience of this? Does she know the depth of your feelings for her? If you've been honest with her, ask her what her solutions would be. My guess is she's already told you. If you've not been honest with her, ask yourself, why? Are you trying to have your cake and eat it too? You know, you're not going to have more intimacy in the marriage if your mind keeps wandering elsewhere. Another point is, you asked, should you seek to undermine your passion with Megan? Well, you feel what you feel. You can be realistic about it. Many times in an affair, we fantasize and think that everything's hunky-dory, whereas what you want to do is to think, well, how would it work out? Does she want to be married to me if she's half my age? Would she be attracted to someone younger? Maybe there are things you don't like about her. She's a chain smoker, or just some mannerism or something. You want to really do some careful thinking about that so you don't live in fantasy world. And then you always have the right to divorce. I recommend, we have a chapter in our book, The Selfish Path to Romance, How to Love with Passion and Reason with Ed Locke, a book I've written, How to Part Ways if You Cease Being Soulmates. So you can read the whole book. That should help. You can get it at drkenner.com.
Here's an excerpt from The Selfish Path to Romance, the Serious Romance Guidebook by clinical psychologist Dr. Ellen Kenner and co-author Dr. Edwin Locke, who's world famous for his theories in goal setting.
Many types of money issues need to be addressed in every romantic relationship. For example, how much money do we want to make and how do we want to spend it? There are trade-offs when it comes to money making, such as what kind of work week do you want? What is the importance of money versus the importance of time? How important is money compared to one's enjoyment of the job? The ideal is to get paid well for doing something you love. Where and how often are you willing to move in pursuit of your career? And how will you balance work with your partner and your children?
You can download Chapter 1 for free by going to drkenner.com and buy it at amazon.com.